So, the questions were sent to me yesterday. So.
Yeah, okay.
Do you think that taking part in Q1 is not so problematic in Tempelhof as it is in other street circuits?
No, I don't think it's as penalizing distributed. So I think it's perfectly possible to qualify at the front, being in Group 1. Maybe the first qualifying, there is a little bit of difference, but then, you know, over the next 6 days, it will just be less and less evolution between groups. So I don't think it will be a huge disadvantage.
Which is, in your opinion, the key factor to get the best result, tires or saving energy?
It's a combination of both, to be honest. You know, around here, around this circuit, the way the tarmac is very special. It's an airfield tarmac concrete, which is very hard on the tires, so you need to manage them constantly during the race. And equally, it's one of the circuits that is super demanding on energy management. So, it's a combination of both, and I wouldn't say it's the only circuit like this. But it's a really good balance because it makes for good races. It's one of the circuits where overtaking is possible if you have more energy available, and makes it fun.
And is Fan Boost helping or something negative in this context?
Well, it helped me today, so I managed to overtake Mitch Evans with Fan Boost. So yes, it was definitely a benefit because you can use it out of a slow corner, and there's a long straight after that. So a little bit of extra power, is always beneficial. So thanks to my fans for their continuous support. Hopefully, they're gonna vote for the next races as well.
And what would you say would be the ideal temperature, track temperature?
Oh, the ideal track temperature? I don't know. Probably quite cold because the temperature we're having now, it's a heat wave here in Germany. So the ambient temperature is around 30 degrees, maybe even hotter at some races later we are going to have this week. But the track, I don't know exactly the track temperature, what it is, but it's roasting. It's hot in the cars, it's hot for the tires, and for car performance, in the low tens would be actually better.
That's